This is St. Louis Public Radio. Art institutions are frequently criticized for failing to present work that captures the Black experience in the United States. Khalil Irving's work, Undocumented, aims to place authentic Black voices in the institutional art world. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports Irving's newest version of the project will be on display at Bruno David Gallery's new location in Clayton.
To make one artwork, Khalil Irving amasses hundreds of ceramic vases, all painted black. Each represents a black body. Irving will arrange these vases on a platform several feet off the ground. The platform will be 20 feet long and will fill a gallery space. Just like demonstrators in the street, Irving's work can't be avoided.
This is like an act of protest. This is a protest. It's just I'm not standing outside with picket signs. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at you through the monument of the work. I'm yelling at you through the monument of obstructing your time and space.
The work stands in marked contrast to Kelly Walker's exhibit at Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, in which the white artist appropriates images of black bodies. Irving says he has a number of artistic concerns, ranging from the natural environment to the broader art market. But his deep desire to give black artists a more prominent voice in society grounds each work.
What brings me to the studio every day is the opportunity to challenge stereotypes and people's perceptions of who are artists or who is an artist or what can an artist be.
Addressing systemic racism and upending perceptions is a huge goal, and Irving's been developing his practice for years to address these concerns. He started working with clay as a 12-year-old. The pottery wheel at a now-defunct Tower Grove art space caught his eye, so he went in to try it.
And they said I couldn't work on the pottery wheel that day, but if I came back the next week, I could work on the pottery wheel, and so then I came back the next week, and I haven't ever stopped.
Irving makes each vase or vessel individually in his studio at Washington University, where he's currently a graduate fellow. After each pot is thrown, he covers it in the same black glaze. He says some will be challenged by the work and forced to examine this response.
Certain people from other demographics look at this work and see it as an opposition. They see it as a challenge. They see it as a protest. They see it as confrontational blackness. And what does that mean and why do they see it that way?
But he hopes others see a measure of joy in the work.
And we can celebrate that this blackness is not confrontational, that this blackness is to be celebrated.
You are young, gifted, and black. We must begin to tell our young.
A previous arrangement of the vases, titled Concerned Student 1950, or The Johnson Family Reunion, captures that intersection of celebration and criticism. Viewers can relate it to a number of different experiences.
The 100 people opposing the Mizzou campus faculty and administration, the racial injustice. But it also can be a representation of familial gatherings. But it depends on the viewer's approach to blackness and how it exists in time and space.
Irving's push to question, quote, a viewer's approach to blackness arrives at a time when the city's arts community is still grappling with how race is portrayed and who gets to tell that story. His work insists that young black artists are relevant, just as relevant as artists sanctioned by local and national institutions. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.